I'm calling the KPFT local station board regular monthly meeting for January 2022 to order. And first thing I've got to say is that we elected a secretary in Bill Stone, who's an attorney, and found that his schedule was so pressing that he really didn't have time to do this. And while he's willing to participate in other areas of board business, he cannot functionally be our secretary. So he stepped away from that for this evening. I guess we need to do this after we call roll. Richard Uzel has volunteered to take notes tonight and possibly on into the future, but we'll get to that after Richard calls the roll in place of Bill Stone.
You didn't tell me I had to be functional. Jeez. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
So get past the BS and start
and
working.
Richard, if you will, while you're calling roll, make sure that we check on confidential. Yeah, you know, the agreement.
That
right?
Thing? Yeah, okay.
Initial five places and sign at the bottom, that one.
Okay, Teresa Allen. Are you here, Teresa? David Britton?
Here.
Have you done your confidentiality deal?
Yes.
Okay, you get two checks. Neither one of them can be cashed. So. Lillian Kerr?
Present, and I did my confidentiality agreement.
Okay, good deal. Adriana Casaneva?
Adriana Casaneva, yes. Present, and I've sent my confidentiality agreement too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Henry Faust?
Yes, sir, I'm present. I've also sent my agreement to LSB, the website, or the email address.
All right, y'all are doing real well. Robert Gardner?
Present, and I don't have one in place unless you count the one from last year.
Okay. If you can find that, that might work. Patrick Hoyt?
Y'all should have a record of that.
Really? Patrick Hoyt?
For real.
Was that Patrick?
No, that was not Patrick.
So Patrick. Wally James?
Here. Yes, y'all have my old convention document, but if I need to do it again, I can do it of the confidentiality.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we're looking for one dated in this calendar year to match up with the insurance.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'll take care of that.
Mike Lewis?
Here. Yeah, if you could send that information to me, I've had problems with my email the past week.
Okay. Marianne Martinez? Can't hear you, Marianne. Sean Kelly McPherson?
I am here.
Oh, okay. How about your confidentiality thing?
I submitted it.
You have?
I did.
Okay. Paula Miller.
Present, and I did not receive a confidentiality statement.
I'll email that to you, Paula.
Dr. Franklin.
Present.
Do we get a confidentiality thing from you, or is that a redundant? Okay, Frank Pratka?
Present and yes.
Present and yes. No, they're doing pretty good. Nancy Sabaranartomi? Nancy?
Sabaranartomi's here. Present.
Okay. How about that confidentiality thing?
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my fingernail, but it looks so messy. I just send it in messy then. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Well, you're all right. Jane Scheidler?
Present, and I submitted my agreement.
Wow, y'all are doing real good. Deb Shafto?
I'm here, and I didn't realize that those things need to be updated. I have a
confidentiality agreement on file for many years, and I will continue to abide by it.
Okay. Bill Stone? I don't hear you, Bill. Cassandra Thibodeau? That's not her name up there. Richard Uzel, I'm here and I've sent in a confidentiality thing. Sandy Weinman.
Present, and I have sent that in as well. Thank you.
Okay. Ted Weisel. You're muted, Ted. Venetia Williams?
Present, and I'm working on it now.
Okay, good deal. Thank you. Egberto Willis?
Present, I'm in email hell right now, so please go ahead and send me that statement so that I can go ahead and fill it out. But
okay.
Right now I'm going to miss.
Okay, thank you. Susan Young?
Present, and yes, I've executed the confidentiality agreement.
Okay, did I miss anybody? I missed some that I didn't go back to. I'm going to go back to Bill Stone. Are you here? Ted, I went by you. There you go. You're on now.
Yes, I have sent two of them in, but anybody who violates confidentiality can be suspended or removed.
Okay, Mary. Okay, thank you, Ted. Thank you, Ted. Mary Ann Martinez. I guess she's here. Patrick Hoyt. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum. There are a few people missing, and most of the looks like most of the confidentiality things are coming in.
Yes, thank you. Thanks everybody for being responsible.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes, Adriana.
First of all, I don't see that this is being recorded.
Otis is recording the meeting.
Oh, okay. And the second thing, I didn't see the previous one is not posted in the website.
Okay, well, let's handle that in a different spot of our
meeting. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Excused absences, I've received none. Does anybody have any knowledge of excused absences? Hearing none, all absences are not excused. Thank you. Okay, next on the agenda is the agenda approval, that is. I've posted this 7 days in advance on KPFTX. It's in the chat for those of you online that would like to look. And it was also emailed to all members 2 days ago. So.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Do I hear a second for that?
I second.
Second.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is adopted. Thank you. Moving right along and happily ahead of schedule. Staff recognition. Floor is open for staff recognition. Okay, well, I'll put my 2 cents in. Our technical team, Otis Moe and John Amella, have been working overtime. We've had a couple of difficulties at the transmitter building, and somehow, some way, they're kind of keeping everything glued together. It's a difficult situation the entire staff faces, and they're all working pretty hard from what I can see. The December minutes were circulated a little bit by Bill Crozier yesterday, or given to me yesterday and circulated yesterday. Do I hear a motion to approve those minutes? You've had 24
Mr.
hours.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, I do.
I have a correction.
Okay.
That's why I ask. I mean, I have the notes. and the minutes are wrong. December 8th, Patrick Hoy is there like present, and he was absent. And we excuse only Mr. Wally James and Ms. Cassandra Thibodeau.
Okay. Could you do me a large favor and send that off to Richard, and we'll get the minutes corrected?
Yes, sure.
Thank you for that, and thank you for the keen observation. We want to be accurate. Are there any
with those corrections, I move that the minutes be approved.
So there's a motion to approve the December minutes pending those corrections. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I only needed one. Are there any objections?
Thirds or fourths.
Are there any objections to the approval of those minutes pending corrections? Hearing none, those minutes are adopted.
A question, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Did you say that you put the agenda in the chat?
Yes.
When I go to the chat, I don't see anything except kpftx.org, and I wanted to ask where's the agenda, but it goes privately to kpftx.org, kpftx, so I don't understand. Like, nobody can use a chat, or is it just me?
I'm looking at it in chat, so I'm not your IT guy. I can't explain it. I don't know. Can anybody else see the agenda in the chat at the top of the list?
I can't see it.
Okay. Well, I'll try to post it again, or maybe. Okay, I'll try to post that again. I thought I had put that in there. I can see it on the chat on my screen. I'm looking right at it. So.
Does anybody else see it?
The chat is not working.
Scroll up to the top.
I'm getting messages on chat.
Wouldn't we have received these by email a week ago?
It was posted on KPFTX a week ago and sent to you 2 days ago by email. Yes.
Okay, so
there is email record. Yes.
I did see that.
And it is on KPFTX.
Thank you.
Okay. The next thing that on the agenda here is something really important. And I'm going to ask two of our members to briefly speak as to what they're doing. I'm forming two task forces, one surrounding grant writing. We've got some very talented people on this board. And if we work together, it's my feeling that we should be able to raise as much as $50,000 this year. And I think that's very realistic. Big number, sounds like a big number, but I think it's very realistic. And to spur those efforts on, we're going to do two task forces. And the first of those is a major fundraiser or fundraisers to help the station along. And our chair from last year, who did a spectacular job in that role, has agreed to head that task force. Venetia, would you like to say a couple words?
Well, thank you, Sandy. All I'm going to say is that we need to raise money. And if you don't remember my background, that was one of the first things I learned at 18 at KUSF, FM, San Francisco, PBS. So one of the things that Sandy and I have been in constant conversation about this. He has in mind a couple of fundraisers, and we're going to do that. But the other thing that we need to do is that we need to get our networking game on. And that is what I'm looking forward to the most in terms of bringing it to everybody. And that is, we got a bunch of millionaires in Houston, Texas, and the world. And we need to, and that's what I plan to do. And I'm going to show you how to do it. That's it.
Thank you, Venetia. Let everybody know when you're going to call the group together, okay? The sooner, in my mind, the sooner the better.
Okay.
It's a task force.
I sent out an email about that. You laugh.
And the other thing that we're going to be doing is some grant writing. For many, many years, we've struggled as an organization, KPFT, I'm talking about, with attracting grant money. And this is a real important area for us to look at. and elected to the board this year is a gentleman that has talents in these areas and has already started down the road. So I'm going to ask Henry Faust to speak now as to what he's up to and what he's thinking in this area. Go ahead, Henry. Thank you.
Sure, Sandy. So I'm seeking funding for grants to support KPFT, and there's actually two different things. There's two prongs. The first one is the actual grant writing process, but I think as importantly, we need to improve our image. I'll talk about both those. So right now I'm working with Dr. Franklin and Robin Lewis. We're applying for Borealis, which is a particular funding source. And this would support a particular program at KPFT, which is Queer Voices. We have a meeting tomorrow, and also Dr. Franklin has successfully proposed to Borealis. So based on what he's done, I'm just going to take it there. And that's our first place to start. I'm also looking at local funding sources, and just as Venetia said, a lot of it's networking. I need to figure out, you know, who are the people I can talk to, who are the people that are going to listen. And this also takes me to KPFT's public image. We've been portrayed in local media as amateurish. I believe we haven't always utilized funds for the intended use. This also needs to stop. If someone has a problem with someone else at KPFT, it shouldn't get blasted across the social media. I think those things are hurting us. So it's something to consider. So that's basically what we're doing. We're going to start small with, or maybe not so small, who knows. We're going to start with Borealis, which is going to fund a particular program. But I'm looking around at local funding sources and elsewhere. That's all I had, Sandy.
Thank you, Henry. It's very valuable work, and we all appreciate it. I got a couple people with hands up. Teresa, you've had your hand up for a while. You have to unmute, Teresa. Teresa, you have to unmute.
I'm sorry. I had my hand up for staff recognition.
Oh.
But yeah. I can help in any way to do grant funding, grant work, and well, either of these two efforts I think is important, very important. And I also have contacts that I've made during the 50th anniversary of people that had some really interesting stories. I don't know whether they can tell their stories to increase fundraising in the next pledge drive, but I think that they are very powerful stories that would inspire people to give.
Thank you, Teresa. Remember to lower your hand when you're done. Ted, yes, go ahead.
I would like all of us to know what the difference is between a task force and a special committee, and if there are meetings, what are the rules that will be in play for those meetings?
All right, Ted, maybe we can send this around by email as to the definition. Thank you. Okay, so those are two green shoots. I'm hoping that the LSB will embrace. And again, looking to raise $50,000, and there are 24 of us on this group. Everybody want to give $2,000? We don't have to do any of the other work. But I don't know if that's realistic. So
I'll talk to my wife, Sandy.
since it's probably not realistic, we'll hear from the general manager now. Dr. Franklin, the floor is yours for your report, and thank you for submitting a written report this month.
You're very welcome. Very pleasant good evening to everyone. I'll follow the document that I submitted to you guys. I'll follow in that particular order. With respect to the administration staff report, the first update is the KPFT building sale. According to the IED, the building sale is completed. According to the IED, the Pacifica board will vote on the selection of a realtor, the process to begin moving forward on a building, investigate possible building location, input suggestion already have been receiving. And if you'd like to continue to submit that information, once the board approves the realtor, we will continue investigating possible building sites. And that particular information, once it's gathered, will then be submitted to review and eventually submitted to the National Board for consideration. That is the update on the building sale. And what is hopefully will proceed following their selection of a realtor. But as I said, I want to emphasize any recommendations or suggestions I should say regarding building locations. I've received some already anonymously and some have been publicly submitted. I will certainly accept those and investigate those accordingly. The second point, which is an administrative point, the quarterly issues report, which is required by the FCC, a submission that's required every quarter. We successfully submitted the station's quarterly issues report toward the end of December. And so we can check that particular box. The next point regarding our fundraising membership drive, membership update, our end of the year campaign, which started in November and ended December 31st, 2021, according to Robin, robbing about 78% of the total of $100,000 was met. That total amounted to $71,000. That was a $10,000 increase over our 2020 total. The upcoming preparations for our February 3rd membership drive is underway. I have reached out and plan to continue reaching out to programmers to create promos for that particular membership drive. I've also contacted weekly programmers, and they will create programming spots within their regularly produced programs to encourage listeners to support our February membership drive. David Adley, who is a local artist, has made a donation, art donation for our auction, valued at $1,500. It's a piece of his art that he's contributing to our auction. Attorney Stacy Allen has created a donation, made a donation valued at $750, for which Robin is investigating both of those and others. Robin and I completed the Hershey grant proposal, and we're requesting between $15,000 and $20,000 for that particular proposal that will go toward production of local environmental programming. We have tabbed one of our programmers. Once and if that particular proposal is granted, that Politics Done Right, the producer of that particular program, will work with his particular outreach efforts and staff to create local programming, environmental programming, centering around environmental issues, local environmental issues impacting local communities in Houston. That particular grant was, submission was made, I believe the deadline is the 12th, January 12th, so I'm sure that Robin has submitted it via email already. With respect to our programming and production update, Pacifica is coordinating a nationwide series of program offerings for Black History Month, which will be spearheaded in the latter part of February, I believe, during President's Day. They are asking stations to contribute some of their particular productions that would be acceptable, technically acceptable, and in line with Black History Month program. KPFT is offering at least two program submissions. These are award-winning productions. produced by myself. One of the productions is the Elaine, Arkansas Race Riot of 1919, which has won numerous awards, and the Blues Project radio series. These both are award-winning productions that aired nationally, that have aired nationally, and the Elaine, Arkansas.
Dr. Franklin,
you're on mute.
Yeah, unmute yourself. Sorry.
And the Elaine, and then cut off.
I'm sorry. Let me go back.
Thank you.
I got a little carried away there, I guess. All right. KPFT is submitting at least two programs for consideration for that nationwide program in collaboration with Pacifica. The two programs are the Elaine, Arkansas Race Riot of 1919 and the Blues Project radio series. Both of these are award-winning productions produced by myself. They've aired nationally, and they aired once on KPFT in November. Other KPFT programs are accepted. None have been submitted thus far. I do believe that Akura Holt might be contributing programming in addition to the two that I just mentioned. Another programming update. KPFT broadcasts COVID Asian Hate Crimes, which is a documentary that was broadcast, produced by a producer in New York who contributed. The program also aired on our sister station in New York, and it aired here in on our airwaves, and I think it was very well produced, and I think it really goes to adding diverse voices to our radio programming format, to our diverse community. So I think it was very well done, very well produced, and I was very pleased to include it in our particular program and air programming as a special production. And I hope we'll get other opportunities to air such programs, maybe even from this particular producer. We will be actually today on the program Connect the Dots. A very powerful program was produced. Really, it was produced focusing on Dr. Martin Luther King, his speech in Memphis, Tennessee. Very well done. That's kicking off our participation in the MLK parade, January 17th. The outreach committee has been working on that, and I won't steal their particular thunder, but Robin, working with the outreach committee, has received updated information as of today, and I do believe if there's a vehicle available, we will have a vehicle in that particular parade. But with respect to programming, Dr. Muhammad and Ms. Akura Holt will be producing a three-part special program January 17th, beginning at 8 a.m. going to 11 a.m. And the topics of their particular production will be Drum Major Instinct and Interruption. Those are sermons produced by Dr. King. Those particular sermons will be featured in addition to conversations between the two hosts with individuals of the community. So that's going to be January 17th from 8 until 11 a.m. Promos are currently running about that particular special program and series for MLK Day, which begins January 17th. A new program that I'm speaking with respect to outreach, a young person out of San Antonio, Texas. It's a mental health program. It's called Pep Talk. She's working on those particular programs, that particular program. I hope to hear something back from her definitively shortly. It's going to be a half-hour program. Also coming very soon is a program called Code Pink Radio. It's a conversation with grassroots peacemakers all over the world, where they have conversations with grassroots peacemakers from all over the world, from Korea to Yemen to Venezuela. These are going to be updates on anti-war movements and peacemakers in communities worldwide. I think it'll be a great piece, additional programming piece to our lineup. I spoke with the producer via email today, and she will produce special inserts within her particular program about our upcoming membership drive. So these particular programs will not just be talking about the content, but they'll be specialized and specific to our particular outreach with respect to our membership drive. The KPFT outreach and ongoing public service initiatives, I have been reaching out via telephone and by third-party individuals, and I have spoken with a donor who requests to be anonymous at this time, who is interested in getting an estimate on the getting estimates on the cost to repeat, on the cost to repair KPFT repeaters, possibly purchase studio equipment for our yet to be selected new building and transmitter repairs. That will probably be a pretty hefty, cost there. But Mo, I spoke with him just before, coming on tonight, will be working on a proposal so that I might have that type of information when I do convene my conversation with this donor. He is particularly interested in, expanding our particular outreach into certain areas that are currently not served by our repeater station. I have, along those lines, via phone, via personal third-party contacts, been speaking with local Texas, Houston, Texas judges about ways in which they might collaborate with KPFT as we look to put together an education series that might target specific audiences within our coverage area. I just had this conversation tonight before, with the judge tonight before coming onto this particular setting. I think it's very positive in terms of the support that the station will receive from these local Texas judges, who will help to support these programming outreaches that will, in my view, generate revenue in return, for our outreach, our public service outreach. The other thing in terms of public service outreach that I've been doing via telephone, email, third party, is something that we initiated in Ohio. We're calling it here Spirit of KPFT Art Project. Robin has been reaching out and has received positive feedback from several artists who are interested in working with us. And just in short and in brief, the KPFT is seeking artists to create original paintings that represent KPFT over the last 51 years. In Ohio, because we had such a historic tenure, the station had been on the air for 70 years, we embarked upon having our artists to create a design that would create or symbolize something that was specific that happened during the period in Ohio history. And these particular artists came up with something that they thought that really spoke to a significant event within the history of the station in that particular community. We're asking a similar type of effort from our artists. What can they create? What would they create that would actually signify something, a specific place in Houston's history with respect to KPFT? Perhaps it could be the bombing that occurred, creating something that we might then auction off or offer as a means of generating revenue for that particular artist, with some of the proceeds going to the station as well. So we're working to fine tune that, and Robin is spearheading that, but she has two artists already who are interested in working with us on this particular initiative. Another initiative that we have just started, at least out working on, was from the outreach committee. I have reached out to Brian with hopes of having more of a presence at the Gay Pride Parade that occurs later on this year. From the information that I've gotten back from Brian, he is willing to see whether or not we can get some of those costs, if not all the costs, as a trade. He's even suggested that perhaps as a trade, he would have one of the sponsors come on his show, which would in exchange give us the opportunity to have a table and a presence there at the parade. We are working to secure a webmaster to update and modernize our webpage and social media sites. We hope to have that particular matter resolved, hopefully before the end of this week. We anticipate if everything goes through, we can start really working on this on our website in advance of our membership drive, and hopefully be finished by with the upgrading of the website by March or April of 2022. I do have a meeting plan with the Texas Southern University general manager. Plan to speak with him about some ways in which we can collaborate collectively, programmatically, and even to some extent, if possible, by grant and fundraising opportunities. KPFT operations. Dakota Sampson will be leaving, taking military leave on January 24th, 2022. I am seeking a replacement. I hope to have a replacement before he leaves so that he might be able to start training that particular individual. That's going to strain our otherwise very small staffing, leaving us with practically two persons. So that's going to be a big hit temporarily. But as I am the consummate optimist, I believe we'll be able to get through with some adept planning on our part. And lastly, KPFT engineering. We've had some HD2 problems. Mo has got our local gentleman to come in as of this morning, I think, who resolved the problem. The problem seems to be with the computer. That has been resolved, so HD2 is back up, but these have been problems that have been occurring. According to Mo, our engineer, the problem was more with a software upgrade that had to be done and that wasn't done, but has been taken care of, and HD2 is back up. The other thing, and finally, as I mentioned earlier, Mo will be providing me with a memo detailing the cost to our upgrade for our current transmitter. He says they're low, narrow bandwidth. He says also there's some repairs that need to be done to our Galveston and Huntsville repeater stations. So I'm hoping to get that information so that when I do have my meeting with our donor, that I will be able to speak technically, intelligently about what we can and what we cannot do and what the costs are. That's what the donor has requested that I bring when I have my meeting. I would like to say in terms of staff recognition, I think the small staff of KPFT has really done a great job and continue to do a great job under circumstances and conditions that they don't necessarily talk publicly about. I do agree that with the gentleman earlier, the dirty laundry about what's going on should be something that shouldn't get into emails and into email sites and all of that. But I think in terms of what the staff does on a consistent basis, although it's not seen, it's done behind the scenes, but they do a really, really great job under some very trying circumstances, but they're all professionals and they know that comes with the territory. So I'm really proud of their particular effort. And I conclude my report there.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. We'll take some questions for Dr. Franklin. But before we do, did anybody come on to the call that wasn't here during roll call? board members.
Yes, Patrick is on the phone.
Patrick Hoyt is present. Please mark him present, Richard. There may be a couple of others joining late, I'm told.
Teresa Allen had joined late.
So Richard, please make sure they're marked present.
Got him.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt with that. Before we get to everybody else, I just want to ask Dr. Franklin, with our fund drive coming up, you had mentioned getting training for programmers from WPFW's program director. Is there any progress on that, or what's the plan there?
I reached out to Cattell. That's the program director who made the request to assist us. Based upon her particular schedule, I don't control her schedule, but I will ask her again whether or not she will have time to do that. I won't try to guess what her answer might be, but she did make the offer. She's now presently trying to work with us to get a promo produced by Julianne Malveaux, who produces a live program on our airway, to get her to produce a promo for our upcoming fundraiser. So, I will ask her again if her schedule prevails. If not, perhaps it'll be later in the year, when she might be able to assist us.
Thank you for that update. We've got a couple of people with hands up. If you'd like to be on the stack and you don't have access to putting your hand up, I'm talking about members of the board only here, please. Just yell out and I'll keep a stack going. Adriana, you go first and then I have Ted.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Franklin, I have a question because you said that one of our employees is going to the military. You're talking about replacement. Don't we have the obligation to keep their employment when they are going to their militaries?
I don't know the answer to that particular question. You said, is the station obligated to keep their particular position? Is that what you're asking?
I'm talking about every other company in this country have the obligation to reserve the place when somebody's going to the military. If they are going to serve, the station have to,
Yes. Okay. That's my understanding. And I think they are seeking, further and clearer clarification regarding, what that really means. So that's a discussion that I believe Dakota mentioned that Cynthia and or, the military and or Pacifica would be engaged in. So, I think there are some other matters that are HR related that has to be discussed with those particular parties. But yes, you are correct. With that, when the individual is going on military leave, I believe the job has to be saved for that person until they return.
Thank you.
Ted Weisskopf. You have to unmute, Ted. We see your lips moving.
Thank you very much. Dr. Franklin, I have a two-part question for you. Part A, what is the board here for other than doing an annual evaluation of you and raising money? And part two, or B, as we discussed on the phone, I'm saying that so people don't think that I'm blindsiding you. What is the status of the strategic plan and what role do you see the LSB having in the creation and carrying out of that strategic plan?
You asked me what I think, and I guess that's a subjective type question. Your first question, I guess the purpose of the board, And I'm sure it's written somewhere what that purpose is. But if you're just asking me my personal opinion, but I will crouch my answer to you based upon real life experience with community boards at other stations. Ironically, I'm wearing a hat that says KSUT, which had a very strong community board. And what that particular board was mandated to do was to work in concert and collaborate with and vice versa, the general manager to collaborate on strategic objectives of the organization of the station. And as such, a strategy was embarked upon where the entities worked toward that end. That would be my particular answer to your question, your first part of your question. And then I'm happy to talk as long as you want me if that doesn't answer you. But let me go to the strategic planning part of your particular question. As I mentioned to you on the phone, that I've asked several individuals to give me back feedback on their thoughts of what a strategic plan should include. I've given a template. Some of those individuals, like yourself, responded as given me a document that I have. Others have done, a few others have done likewise. So once those particular strategic draft plans are collected, then what we will do, as I've mentioned to you on many other occasions, we will then collate and pull those particular documents together, which I hope to have Markeisha to do. And then we will come up with a draft document for which the board will be able to give their particular input. And we come up with a centralized document that we all have had input on. And then that can serve as our particular template in terms of the areas moving forward. That is how I envision the strategic plan to go. At this particular point, 4 months on the job, we don't necessarily have all of the information with respect to the strategic plan. Strategic planning in most places don't evolve and complete itself in 4 or 5 months, which is my tenure here. What I'm saying is that it takes a little bit of time, and you need to get a diverse group of individuals with no particular axe to grind to contribute to that particular strategic planning so that you have a true realistic plan moving forward that includes all of the communities, all of the individuals within the community, people who don't look like you, other people who are outside of this particular community should have an opportunity to give input. Thus far, I think we've had about 5 people to respond, which is not a representative universe of the number of individuals, diverse individuals outside of our particular group here at the station. So I want to be able to get enough of those particular individuals to contribute so that we have a true plan that is representative of the many diverse communities that we serve here at this radio station. Because after all, we're asking those particular individuals within those communities to support our particular programming here in our station. And as I said today in one of my other meetings that I did have with an individual, that our station can't grow unless our community grow. It's a twofold movement. So we include the community, the diverse community, and I think that ensures that our particular station can move forward on solid footing.
Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see any other hands. Anybody else for the stack? Wow. Okay, that's pretty brief.
Nancy on the stack, please.
Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. About the town hall meeting, at the last board meeting or maybe 2 months ago, I cannot remember, we were talking about town hall and that, Dr. Franklin, you had said maybe as you were thinking about, you had suggested, maybe a Zoom and then we could be able, then it would be able to be cleaned up if any, you know, FCC violations were spoken about and then put on the air. Mm-hmm. That idea appeals to me rather than not having anything.
May I answer?
Yes, please.
I have every intention and I don't have this written down, but I'm sure it's recorded. So you can always refer back to this. I have every intention of executing a town hall. Let me repeat that. I have every intention of executing a town hall. Dakota, who is our operations person, is leaving. So that'll leave us with 3 people, possibly 2. And we will do a town hall meeting, and we will do it by Zoom. And I'm going to be reaching out to, I spoke with, Akura Hope, who says that there's some other technical assistance that she might be able to turn me on to or work with me so that I can actually bring that to fruition. But if I'm speaking it to you and I'm being recorded, you can be assured that I'm going to do it. Otherwise I wouldn't say it. At this particular point in time, the most important thing, my top priority is making sure that a replacement for Dakota is in place. Otherwise, the program and apparatus that we come to enjoy and listen every day will be disrupted. So right now, stuff happens in radio where we have to recalibrate and we have to basically move forward and do what we need to do on a priority basis. But be assured that we will do a town hall meeting and we will get it done. But I'm not going to, at this particular point in time, say I'm not going to do it. I'm telling you that we're going to do it.
Thank you.
Teresa Allen, unmute, please, Teresa.
Okay. Dr. Faust, thank you very much for the information on the KPFT art project. That sounds like a great idea, and I'm hoping that you will approach the development or the outreach committee to help you with that, because we certainly would like to get involved in something like that. Sounds like fun. In fact, I have a great idea for that. And as I mentioned, I am fearful that if we ask for a table with the Pride Parade people, that it's like $200 for a table. That parade is right now very commercially driven. And I don't know whether it's worth our while to spend that much to have a table. But I'd love to talk to you about that. That's all for now. Thank you.
Your 2 points. On Saturday, when I got your email regarding the commercialization of the particular parade, I immediately sent that particular, I revised that particular, your particular comment, and I sent it to Brian. And Brian responded back to me that he would talk with some folk there. As I mentioned earlier, Brian said he might be able to get that particular cost offset by having one of the organizers be a part of his particular program as a trade-off for that particular price. So I'm optimistic that we'll be able to participate. And that I asked Brian, would he be able to find volunteers, which he said yes. So I'm very optimistic that this can come out. With your second point, with respect to the art project, I welcome your participation. Robin is on the outreach and development committee. So at any time that you want to, as a matter of fact, I will give Robin an email as soon as I get off the call tonight, and to ask her to include you and anyone else on the development committee, bring you up to speed in terms of the example of the template that we sent out, and have you give as much input or participation as you'd like.
Okay.
7039, please mute some background noise. Phone number with 7039. Thank you. Any other questions for Dr. Franklin? Paula, you have your hand up.
Oh, I apologize, but I was trying to find out about what parade were they speaking of. I wasn't for sure what parade they were speaking of.
The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. parade that I'm told occurs every year here in Houston.
Oh, okay, the one that I'm a part of this Monday coming up. All right.
That's gotcha. It.
Okay. Right. Are you all going to be a part of the gala that Sunday night?
I'm not for sure on that. I think Akura and Dr. Muhammad, they will be, but I haven't. The latest information I got today was that we have a confirmed spot in the parade, and Robin has all this information, but I cannot confirm whether or not they will be part of the gala, but from all indications, Akura and Dr. Muhammad, they've been a part of the gala going back in a number of years.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Dr. Franklin. During your speech or talk, you mentioned TSU. Are you working with any other universities? At one point, Houston Community College was looking to partner with us, even in giving us space. So there was a conversation.
No, actually, I don't know anyone there at Houston Community College, although I'm sorry. I think I did get an email when I was in Alabama from somebody from the community college there. But no, I have reached out. The Texas Southern individual general manager reached out to me. So I will follow up with him. And if there's an opportunity to collaborate with, you know, KHOU and any other institution there, I will try there.
Cool. Okay. Thanks. Teresa, you have your hand up. Is that just because you never took it down?
No, I've taken it down and put it back up.
Go ahead, Teresa.
There is a festival. We are walking in the MLK parade, and I was going to mention this during the outreach report, but I can mention it now. If there are any, several of our board members are walking in the MLK parade and distributing flyers, and we can also spend a little bit of time at the kind of unstructured festival that they have after the Heritage Society festival. That is planned with some tables, so we can also distribute those flyers there. If there's anyone on this call or any board members who want to participate in the MLK parade, walking for KPFT, please contact me, board members, or you could email Robin at kpft.org, and she would forward your information to me so we can get together and walk in that parade.
Thank you. Okay. In terms of board hands, that's all I see. Rad Rich, I see you, but you'll have to wait till public comment to participate, which is coming right up. So right around the corner. Got 2 minutes left in the general manager's report. Anybody have one last question for Dr. Franklin? If not, we'll move on. Okay. Well, a minute early. Oh, Ted, go ahead.
I have
a minute early.
This is not general manager's report. This is public comment. I have a request for information, and what I want to ask is, with as many people as are on the call tonight, is there a methodology that you have come up with so that everyone will have an equal opportunity to speak?